When it comes to building a business online, we are surrounded with the idea that the only way to be successful is to hustle our way to the top and bug everyone we know. It doesn't have to be that way. My name is Brooke Elder, and after 10 years of direct sales experience and training over 10,000 consultants, I have learned that being an authentic influencer is the key to success. I am on a mission to help you find your influence so that you can start blessing the lives of others. Join my team and I as we talk about new ideas, strategies, and tips on how to build a purpose-driven business that is authentic to you. Hey, authentic influencers, and today we are going to be talking about how you create daily habits to increase your self-care. And this is a perfect thing to talk about this time of year as we're starting to make new year's resolutions and start thinking, how can we make this next year even better? And so taking care of yourself should be on the top of your list. So today I have a very special guest named Deborah Wanger, and I am so excited to have her on. You guys are going to love this podcast because she gives some great tips of how you can start increasing your self-care. And they're just little things that you can do every day. They're not these big, huge things. So it's not like, oh, all of a sudden I have a million more things on my to-do list and you can start beating yourself up for never getting those things done. This is small little things that you can do that are really going to start adding up to make a big difference. So I'm super excited to share her tips with you. So let's dive right into her interview. All right. Hey, authentic influencers. I'm so excited to have Deborah. I even forgot how to say it. To ask you how to say your last name, because I want to make sure I say it right.
Wanger, like anger? Wanger. Yeah.
All right, awesome. I'm so glad. Like, it's not that hard of a last name, but you know.
Nobody gets it right. Nobody gets it. Wagner, Winger, Wanger, yeah.
Well, welcome, Deborah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got to be where you're at now?
Okay. Well, I've been acting since I was 9 years old. That was my passion growing up in Chicago, did that, and went off and worked as a professional actor for a long time. And I was miserable. My career was going great. I was working, and whenever I was working, I was happy. But when I wasn't working, I was unhappy. I was depressed. I was fat. I was moody. I was broken out. You know, my best friends were on soap operas. You know, I was not in a good place. So I was off on a journey to try to get my act together. And so I went through, I worked in Hollywood for a while on the other side of the business and learned a ton about business, but that didn't heal me by any means. And then I went off on a health journey to try to figure out how to be sane and healthy, and tried a lot of diets and a lot of different things, and ended up getting certified as a health coach. I can give you the longer version if you want to fill in the details. And then I started coaching other actors on how to stay sane and healthy in the business. And that led to a few books and coaching and public speaking and working with universities and students on how to be in a creative career and not get sucked into the pitfalls of being unhappy, unhealthy, miserable. So now I work with a lot of creatives and entrepreneurs and people of all walks of life, learning what I learned in Hollywood and what I learned on stage, what I learned as a mom, what I learned as a coach, what I learned as a health coach, putting it all together and trying to help people navigate this kooky life we live.
Yes, for sure. Well, and the last 6 months or so has been even crazier, I'm sure.
Oh, 2020, holy cow. Yeah. Fasten your seatbelt. It's been, I call it the Corona coaster.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Just because it's been a lot. It's been a big test for all of us, I think.
Yes, it has. Well, and I think, I love that your book is called The Resilient Actor, right? And like, what a good lesson in resilience this year, right?
Absolutely. And it's been a reboot and a chance to really embrace what matters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what if a lot of stuff gets taken away, like our businesses, our livelihood, or our social connections, or certainty, or the things that we used to do for fun, you know, a lot of the labels we give ourselves, a lot of that's been stripped away right now, and we're down to kind of the essentials. Mm-hmm. So it's an interesting opportunity for us to kind of reevaluate and reboot and refresh and or freak out.
Right.
Like many of us have taken that route as well.
Right. Well, and I think it's a great time for us to, like you said, refocus on what are the things that are most important. And it almost is giving us permission to really recreate ourselves of who is it that we want to show up after this, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's kind of, you know, when you're cleaning a room or something, you know, I've been cleaning my drawers and, you know, feng shuiing my house, but if, you know, you take everything out and you wipe off the drawers. And then it's like, okay, what's worth putting back on the shelves, you know?
Right.
I feel like I'm kind of cleaning out my life as well in the same way.
Yeah. It's a good purge of your life, things that like aren't serving you anymore. And it could be habits that aren't serving you anymore.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So
I know one thing that you're really big on is creating these like daily habits. So what are some things that, some maybe tips of how to create those, or what are some really daily habits that we should be doing every day?
Yeah, I think there's habits and practices. I mean, some of them are daily habits for self-care, mm-hmm. and some of them are goal-related habits. And in my book, and then in my workbook, I go through and I kind of help step-by-step to figure out what those should be.
Gotcha.
But so for the goal habits, if you figure out what your goals are, then breaking it down into steps, what do I need to do each day to get closer to those goals? So if my goal is to make $100,000 this year selling essential oils, for example, which is my jam. So that's my jam. I'm a Young Living girl. So what I would go through and figure out, what do I need to do? What are the benchmarks yearly, quarterly, monthly, and daily to get to that point? So maybe it's, I need to make 10 phone calls a week, or I need to write a blog once a month, or in whatever it is for you, what will help me get closer to those goals? And then break it down. What are the little things I can do each day so I'm making a little bit of progress each day? So if it's, I'm going to call one person or send out one email per day. That doesn't sound like that bad, right? Just one per day. But if I'm doing one a day, I can check it off my list. I'm still that's 30 calls in a month. That's a huge progress. Or if I'm gonna spend 20 minutes writing my blog or sending out my mailings or whatever it is that you figure out that will give you the most bang for your buck. Not checking Facebook, not rearranging the pencils on your desk, you know, all those busy things that, you know, to avoid doing the important things. But figure out, so those are the goal-related habits. So figuring out, what do I need to do each day to make progress? And we can talk more about that if you want. And then the other things are the self-care and the kind of the daily habits to keep you having good energy, good mindset, you know, being able to do all those things for your goals that you need to do, sleep, mm-hmm. hydration, stress management, which is especially important right now, mm-hmm. social connection, exercise, other kinds of rest, fun. taking care of your house, taking care of your kids, you know, all of those kind of things. And what do we need to do with those habits? And sometimes that's breaking it down to the nittiest, grittiest habits. For exercising, it might not be go to the gym and work out for an hour. That might not be an achievable habit for you or for me. Sometimes it's, I am going to put on my running shoes. And that is the habit. And if I do that, then I win, right? If I just put my shoes on and I don't have to worry about it. It's pretty likely if I get my running shoes on, I'm probably going to get out of the house and or at least run around the block. But I try to make it and work with my clients to find easy wins, and then you get momentum from that win, but make it a small doable habit.
I love that, because I have set this goal that I'm going to work out 5 times a week, and I'm like, I'm going to do this. And then there are some days where it's like, this is just really hard. I don't have time for this, you know, but if you create those like little teeny wins, Mm-hmm. It just helps you. So then you're not like getting down on yourself for not doing the thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if you're looking at an hour of working out 5 days a week, that looks like you're at the base of a mountain,
right,
staring up at it. Oh, I'll never get up there. But if it's like, I'm going to put on my running shoes today. Like, I could do that, right? And if that's the win, and then you already won, and you're like, I'm awesome. Maybe I'll just run a few minutes. And then once you've gone a few minutes, and yeah. So set yourself up to win for sure.
I love that. Well, let's dive into a little bit more about self-care, because that's something that like we haven't really talked much on this podcast about is the self-care, which self-care is so important. I once had a friend tell me that you can't have a million dollar business without $1 million self-care. Mm. And I'm like, dang, all right, I got to up level my self-care. But then it's like, okay, well, what do you do for self-care? Especially people are like just getting into this, like, okay, I know I need to do self-care, but I don't really know what to do.
Where do I start?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I think one of the biggest things, and it is not something that society really embraces, we're only just starting to figure out, is sleep.
Yeah.
Especially when you work for yourself, mm-hmm, which most of my clients do, you feel like you got to hustle, go. And if you're not working, you're wasting time.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't sleep, you're a mess, right? You can't, I'm cranky. I'm impatient. I can't think straight. So if you're an 8-hour girl, if you're a 10-hour girl, if you're a 6-hour, figure out what you really, really need and prioritize it. The cell phone is a great tool. And I set alarms at 9 p.m. I'll set an alarm on my phone that says, turn off all your screens and get ready for bed. Because I know that I need to go to bed I aim for 10. Some days, some days it's more, sometimes it's less. I've got 3 kids. So, it's a lot of it's up to them. But at 9 o'clock, so the TV goes off, the computer goes off, the cell phone goes off. I brush my teeth, do all those things. But I start winding down and doing my sleep routine, because otherwise I look up and it's midnight. Mm-hmm. Where'd it go? So prioritizing sleep is a huge one. Then not looking at the screens, not looking at my phone. I try to sit and read or have some snuggle time with my kids or whatever. But prioritizing sleep is a huge thing. And if you want to talk about sleep hygiene and ways to sleep, especially right now in this emotional time, we can get into that. But I would say that sleep is probably the number one. Because if you don't sleep, you can't. The brain doesn't work. The body doesn't work. So that's the first thing. Hydration is a really easy one. Get up and drink a big glass of water first thing. Then you've already won, right? You've already like a quarter of the way there. You drink a nice big thing of water first thing. Maybe not this whole thing at first thing in mind. That's a lot. But I try to get at least 4 of these a day, right? But drink a big glass of water first thing. Your body needs it. And then you're already like feeling better, you'll have fewer cravings, you're just, everything will work better, and you're already well onto that habit. Exercise, you don't have to do tons and tons of exercise, but just a little bit, especially to burn off the stress right now. I got an exercise bike for my home, so I'm not working out at home, because obviously I'm in California, and the gyms are, we're closed. I think they're open now, but at limited capacity, and that makes me nervous. But as soon as I started getting on the bike and riding every day, taking my dog out for a walk, I can feel the stress burning off my body. Like, I don't even worry about what it does to my body as much as the mental and emotional, what I'm burning away. And my kids are much happier when I get my ride in. walking the dog, just doing a few jumping jacks, getting to a walk in the sunshine, whatever it is, doing a yoga video, some exercise. It doesn't have to be every day. It doesn't have to be go, but something will help a ton. And then, I can keep going on, because this is, I get it really excited.
This is your
thing.
Well, I want to talk about hydration really quick. Because
okay, great.
Like with hydration, that's something we always have heard, you need to drink so many glasses of water a day and all of that. And I thought I was doing okay on hydration. And mm-hmm. then I heard about this gallon challenge and can you drink a gallon of water a day? And I was like, I bet I could do that. So I got my gallon.
Oh, that's impressive. Okay.
So, and I, so I've been doing it for about a week and a half and I can drink my whole gallon by about 3 o'clock. So, and it's amazing what it does for your body. And that, like, I just feel better, but my brain is so much more clear just from drinking water. It's been crazy, the difference.
And I bet your skin is better.
Mm-hmm.
Your cravings are better or, you know, are lessened. Your bathroom habits are probably better. I mean, yeah, it does a lot. And it doesn't even have to be a gallon, but that's a great benchmark. But that's great. And are you getting some minerals as well? Because with that much liquid, it's good to have
to make sure you're getting some minerals in there. Supplements and stuff like that with it.
Perfect.
So, but because I'm like, I can drink a lot of water, like that's fine. But it took getting the gallon jug with the straw, like that's the important part.
The straw helps a lot.
Yeah, straw helps a ton. So, but that's when I was like, okay, it's all right here. And then you can see your progress as you go. You know, it's been game changer for me.
Have you seen the jugs that have affirmations on them?
Yeah.
So is that one of those?
This one has. Yep.
I love that. Yeah.
Keep going, drink more, you know, so.
I think that's great. But part of why that works, and you can tell me if you agree, is the visual cue.
Yes.
Seeing it.
Yeah.
I mean, if you have a plate of brownies on your desk, you can eat that, right? Or if you have a glass of water, I mean, you're going to do what's in front of you. So having a big glass, especially if it has benchmarks, you know, time or, you know, you can actually see it. That's a huge thing, is the visual. So wherever you are, you know, if you're sitting at your desk or by the phone or, you know, wherever you're parked, have your little bottle with you. I'm sure that's huge and then you have a goal.
Yeah.
Right? You just break goal and you feel so awesome when you get the dopamine hit, the check mark.
Uh-huh.
I did something. I drank my water.
Well, and especially because it has like times all the way, because it starts at 7 a.m. and goes down to 9 a.m., you know, so it's always my goal. I'm like, okay, how fast can I drink this? And I look at, like, right now, I am an hour ahead of where I need to be. And I'm like, I am winning for the day.
I'm a rock star. Yeah. But, you know, they call those, you know, the cornerstone habits and habit stacking. And when, you know, so now you've had your water. So now do you want to do healthy things now or do you want to do unhealthy things? Mm-hmm. Now you're like, what else can I do? What else can I win at? And you kind of, you have positive momentum, the spiraling upward instead of spiraling downward.
Right. Right. Well, and I love, it goes back to like, just put your shoes on, you know, because you can take one habit and you're like, okay, I got this habit down. Now what else can I add? Because a lot of us, I think they're like, well, I need to practice self-care. So I got to get better sleep and I got to drink a gallon of water and I got to start doing this. And then all this like piles up, is so overwhelming.
Right. And especially right now, it's do what you can do. I mean, you don't have to change your entire universe. You don't need to, you know, fix everything right now, but just getting some sleep and drinking some water. Great. Do that and be happy with that. And then, you know, if you can do more, awesome. But building those habits slowly and steadily is much better than trying and expecting yourself to be perfect and then failing at it. Expect yourself to be good.
Yeah.
And then you can hit that. You can hit that mark.
Yeah, I like
that. And that's just an Amazon bottle, right? Or did you get that on Amazon?
Yep, just got it on Amazon. It was like $12. Best $12 I've ever seen.
Yeah, and they have them in all different colors and different things, and you can get your favorite football team on there, whatever you want. So those are great.
Yes, love it.
You can even make one with a Sharpie for yourself.
You totally could.
Yeah, if you're crafty.
Get out your Cricut machine and like cut out the vinyl and...
Awesome. I am so impressed with people who do that kind of stuff. I get Pinterest envy on that, but I just, I have to be envious of those people, but I'm not going to expect myself to go there, because that's just a different frontier.
Yeah, I am definitely the Amazon mom, not the Pinterest mom.
Right. But I never pass up an opportunity to beat myself up for that, right? It's like, no, I'm enough. I'm enough. I don't have to have a Pinterest pantry and a Pinterest, you know, everything. My spices don't have to be alphabetized for me to be a good person.
That's right. That's right. So. And that's what self-care does. When you start taking care of yourself, you start being okay with who you are. And yes, you have flaws, but that's fine because that's what makes you who you are, makes you unique.
Right. And that also reminds me about stress management.
Yes, let's go to that.
So I think it's certainly right now with the world going cuckoo, or at least it certainly feels like it, with all the uncertainty, I'm really urging my clients to prioritize stress management. And if you are a meditator and you have a meditation practice, that's awesome. A lot of people are scared of meditation because that's another place people feel like, I'm not perfect, I can't do it. Yeah. But the one thing I remind people about that is that you cannot turn your brain off. Mm-hmm. Your brain has thoughts, and that your brain should have thoughts. Just like your heart beats blood, your brain makes thoughts. So meditation is not about stopping all thoughts on your brain, because that's impossible. Meditation is about slowing your thoughts and taking little pauses between thoughts and kind of embracing the moments to try to space out the thoughts and try to have the thoughts not be totally kooky. So if you think of it that way, it takes a lot of the pressure off it, because I used to think, I can't meditate because I can't get my brain to stop. You don't need your brain to stop. You need it to slow down a little bit, just to slow down a little bit. So, and also notice your thoughts and not get all attached and stressed to them. Just let them come and go. So that's one nice thing about meditation that I don't know if people always realize. And it doesn't have to be an hour on a soft cushion in the perfect room with the perfect temperature with the perfect gong. Sometimes it's just sitting down in a chair and closing your eyes and breathing for a minute and just taking a pause. Breathing is one of the best, easiest, cheapest things. You don't even have to buy it on Amazon. But especially breathing through your nose, just taking a few deep breaths through your nose is one of the easiest, best places to start. Because everybody can do that. Even if you're driving, even if your kids are going crazy, you can just run to the ladies' room for a minute, whatever you need to do, and just take 5 deep breaths. When you breathe through your nose, as opposed to breathing through your mouth, you can tell your nervous system that you're not being chased by a bear, you're not in jeopardy, and it helps calm you down. It actually affects all the hormones and things that, you know, the cortisol and the adrenaline and all those hormones that make us, you know, the fight or flight hormones. Mm-hmm. So by taking deliberate breaths through your nose, you can tell your body that you're not in jeopardy, there's no threat, and it's okay. It's everything's okay. And especially right now, anything you can do to help yourself feel safe, mm-hmm, in this time of uncertainty is so, so, so important. And, you know, if you have some oils and that you want to sniff while you're doing this, there's other things that you can do, like emotional freedom technique tapping, there's which we can get to if you want to, but there's lots of tools that don't cost a thing. But breathing, and if you need to set reminders on your phone or put a sticky note on your computer monitor to remind you to do that, maybe every time you take a sip of water, take 5 breaths, you'll be so much better off. But that's a huge one. And then the other kinds of stress management, of taking a hot bath, mm-hmm, or exchanging foot rubs with somebody. They don't all have to be expensive or even outside your home. Mm-hmm. Calling a friend and downloading all those feelings that are coming up, staying socially connected. Those are so important, especially right now.
Absolutely. Yes. Yes. And you can do social connection. I know I have like a group of friends that we used to get together once a month and we go and do dinner and stuff like that. And lately we've been just doing Zoom girls nights, and it's been so fun that we can still connect. And it's not the same as being in person, but you still get that interaction and like that connection that you need.
Right. And it's still way better than just staying home by yourself, flipping channels and feeling sorry for yourself.
That's right.
So, yeah, I have a regular game night that I do every Sunday with my girls, mm-hmm, and we'll find some kind of game to do, but it's a regular linchpin, you know, in my schedule. So I know that I have that. And then one of my habits is to make 3 connections a day, to call, text, email something, to reach out to somebody. And even if it's just, hi, thinking about you, give me a call, bye. That counts, because they need it, I need it, but to intentionally stay connected right now is so important.
I love that. I love that. Well, Deborah, where can people find more information about you if they want to get your book, or where else can they find you?
Yeah, deborahwanger.com. Okay. W-A-N-G-E-R has everything, information on my books, my speaking gigs, podcasts, information in the books. You can hear me sing. All of it's right there. And my books are available on Amazon and Audible, The Resilient Actor.
Awesome. Great. Well, we'll make sure we link that in the show notes. And
I'd appreciate
thank you so much for being here. This was so fun. What a great conversation.
And what great reminders. I mean, I teach this stuff, but I need to be reminded all the time. Just drink my water, take care of myself, get to bed, stay yep. connected. It's also important.
Absolutely. So. Awesome. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys all next time. Make sure you go check out Deborah, check out her website. I'm definitely picking up her book so that way I can start reading it. And for those of you who are interested in learning more about meditations, I actually have two things for you. So the first thing for when it comes to meditations is I have a favorite app that I use for meditations. And you can get this if you're on Android or if you're on an iPhone. The app is called Insight Timer. It is one of my favorites because it has little meditations that they have like 5-minute meditations. They have 30-minute meditations. So however long you have to meditate, it's an amazing app that gives you so many fun options to listen to. And I started meditating probably about maybe a year and a half, 2 years ago, and I am amazed at the difference it has made. I actually do a meditation every night before I go to bed, and I do a meditation every morning when I wake up, and it just helps me be in such a better mood, and it helps me to be able to start thinking clearly and focus on the things that are really most important, because as we are looking at this new year, that is really the best thing that we need to do, is how can we make this year better than the last, which in some ways may be a little bit easier than others. The second thing that I have to tell you about is inside our academy, we have actually an entire course that's all about meditations. And so if you want to become a member of the academy, you can go to authenticinfluenceracademy.com. And that is one of the first things we teach you about, because it's first important to identify who you are, who you want to become, and focus on that every single day. And then bringing in meditations that will also help you to elevate yourself and to help you really start becoming the person that you are meant to be. And that's exactly the thing that we do right off the bat inside the academy. So go and check that out. Can't wait for you to become a member and join us inside the academy. And we'll see you all on the next one. Happy New Year.
If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Authentic Influencer Podcast, we invite you to be our guest at our next Authentic Influencer Summit. Check out AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com. The Authentic Influencer Summit is a 2-day virtual event where we are going to dive into how you can pivot your business to be more online in this new age that we're living in. Join us from the comfort of your own home for 2 days of learning from my team of experts and networking with other authentic influencers just like yourself. Grab your ticket before they're sold out at AuthenticInfluencerSummit.com.
This has been an episode of the Align Your True North podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you are not a member of our free community, you can join us at www.opsyachtclub.com. This is a free community where we post job opportunities. Inside the community, we have trainings on how to structure your packages so you can serve your clients better, help you to know how to do discovery or strategy calls, and give you ideas of where to find your next client. We would love to have you part of our community, so you can join at www.opsyachtclub.com. Can't wait to see you there.